good job of picking them up.
Second down and a couple to go. Here's a handoff right side. It's going to be a first down to the 45-yard line. Nice little run by Knox Heston. So Knox, who will kind of alternate between a wide receiver and a running back coming out of the backfield. That time, they will advance the chains. And Jefferson County North will have its first down on the season. About 4 minutes or so to go in this opening quarter. Still no score. Guess, and I'm assuming that the clock is moving along because we've really not seen the ball in the air much. There you guys are keeping it on the ground, and that means the numbers are spinning. First and 10, just across your own 45-yard line. JCN with the football, scoreless game. Little pitch will go into the backfield, skirting outside, breaking one tackle, and pulled down from behind across midfield on a 6-yard gain. Jack Moore with the tackle. And another nice run by Nicholas Cahill.
Right now, this Moorhill Man Academy defense is playing right up on the football, right? You've got 4 down linemen. You've got the linebackers. Typically would be anywhere from 5 to 7 yards back right now. They are up at 2 to 3 yards off the line of scrimmage. And we keep talking about that. The problem is you're going to play that close to the line. You have a chance of getting bottled up in the middle, and there's really just not that second layer of defense back there.
JCN's got great numbers out. I'm counting 20 guys suited up on the near sideline, not even counting those out, 11 out of the field. Here's a handoff into the left side. It is going to be a short game, but just enough for a first down as they will again move the chains. And Jefferson County North on the legs of Merrick Knoll, first and 10 inside the 45-yard line, and they'll go no huddle at the Raven 43, first down. Running back is going to go to the left side of Willie Elias, and it's going to be Merrick staying in there. They'll run an end over to the left in Rex Furman. QB's going to keep it, bounces outside, hit from behind, down inside the 40-yard line, picking up about 5 yards, and does the tackle by Brody Cody and by Michael Garrett. After that first play, the Raven defense, even though JCN has moved the ball, they've gotten toughened up and are limiting these plays to a little shorter. Here's a handoff right side, big block, and 3 players are going to converge to make a tackle on Heston. It'll leave a 3rd down and 2 for JCN.
But you know what this drive does if you're JCN? It doesn't set up this drive. It doesn't set up maybe the 3rd or the 4th. But, man, in the second half, these drives are going to just keep pounding on you because right now, Jason's not allowing substitutions or up over the football. Moorhill Mount Academy has, we're figuring about 16 guys in uniform tonight. I mean, it's going to be tough to keep those legs fresh.
Here's Merrick on the 3rd down carry, picking up a 1st and 10. He'll take it out of the 30-yard line. Vincent Humberg with the Raven tackle. Scoreless game in the opening quarter, and again, with the clock not running, we're really not trying to ignore you and not give you the time, but we're going to estimate it. We're probably 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Here's a quarterback keeping it himself. Will cut to the right side, gets inside the 25-yard line. He'll pick up about a half a dozen more on a first down run. Luke Harris with the play. Pretty much no breeze out there because you had it at 63 degrees at the start of the ball game, 63% humidity. It is a high overcast and wind 5 miles an hour, oddly, out of the west. 2nd down 4. JCN has taken its first possession of the game and moved downfield. Here's a pitch to the outside, breaking away from one defender, but not the second. And no gain on that play for Cahill. Amari Shepard with the stop. And Ravens got in the backfield quickly. They forced Cahill to change directions. Cut back in the middle. He was going to sweep to the left. Turned it back inside into the defense. It'll bring about now a 3rd down 3. At the Raven 23-yard line. 3rd down 3. Late going in the opening quarter in the scoreless ball game here in Winchester, Kansas. Ravens are doing a lot of shifting defensively, and we're going to get a timeout by MHMA. Taking a break with the Ravens. Late going. Quarter number 1. It is still a Charger Raven scoreless game.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Dennis, there are options for sports fans tonight. And it's good to see a lot of the fans coming out here to the game to watch this high school season opener here in the Northeast Kansas League. MHMA fans in the visitors' bleachers across the way.
And I only see a handful of phones open right now. So
that's not bad.
Throwing that out there.
There are probably some earbuds that you can't see underneath some of the hoodies out there. Hoodies! First game of the football season, or hoodies? Here we go, third down and a long two, maybe three. The handoff, second man, here's Cahill. He'll ride a wave inside the 20, picking up a first down.
Prior to that play, we had 2:43 left in the first quarter.
Okay.
So you're about on it.
Too far off. And they're going to stop the clock just long enough to get these sticks set in. The Chargers, guys, are in a hurry. They want to get this thing up over the line of scrimmage, and they want that football in play. Backs on either side of Will. He will keep it himself. Goes outside. He's at the 10, turns into the middle, and it's going to be ushered out of bounds. Short of the 5-yard line and short of first down, but he'll go inside the 10-yard line. It's Jace Campbell with the Ravens stop.
If you watch that play right there, they faked the handoff to Knox Heston. He went around the end and was the lead blocker there. Actually picked up two guys on his way to allowing Will to turn that corner. It'll bring up a second and one now for JCN's offense. And now they're going to take a little time. And
we're going to get a Charger timeout.
Third timeout here in the first quarter.
Okay, let's hang on to it here. What do you say? We've had a couple of timeouts. We're wearing Joseph out already. JCN, both teams can't be terribly unhappy right now. JCN has done a nice job of overcoming that early penalty on the long run and have moved the ball slowly and steadily downfield, okay? The Ravens, on the other hand, have not given up the big old play, and they have not let JCN leap to an early or big lead in this game. We're still scoreless and late in the opening quarter.
Yeah, I think that you probably described it perfectly. For Morehill Mount Academy, they haven't given up that long run. JCN has had to live with what that Morehill Mount Academy defense is giving them, and it's not the 10, 12, 15-yard play. It's that 3 to 7-yard play, and right now JCN's being patient. They're trying to take what Morehill Mount Academy is giving them. For MHMA, they're looking to force a big turnover right here, and for JCN, looking to see our first points on the board. And that's not great. Xavier Worthy headed to the locker room.
Second down, and we're going to just call it one. It might be a big yard, but it's second and one for Jefferson County North, down to the 5-yard line, deep in Morehill Mount Academy territory. Tight end will go motion to the left side. Will take the snap with a deep pitch. The running back turns upfield, hit and dropped. Everybody in the place, Gus, thought he was going to run into the end zone, but Jack Moore gets in front and makes the tackle. It'll bring up a second down, and now the official is stopping the game as we got a Raven a little slow to get up. And again, MHMA can certainly ill afford to have any injuries that lose them additional numbers. Mentioned earlier, JCN's got about 20 young guys in uniform on the near sideline, so they must be suiting up, you know, in the low 30s. High school football scoreboard show continues on the MSC Sports Radio Network this season, and you'll be able to hear it on 103.9 KMZA this evening. So after the game, you can join Jake and Boz on the Mothership, 103.9, for the High School Football Scoreboard Show. I have recaps and scores and all of that kind of stuff, and encourage you, I'm sure, to call in, chit-chat with them a little bit. They'd love to chit-chat. Those guys are all right. Okay. We've got everybody attended to. Player coming off the field under his own power. And we got a receiver very, very wide to the left side with no one in front of him. Now they're going to slide over and pick up defensively. It is a first and goal a yard away. Chargers knocking on the door. Snap back, hand up in the middle, and Merrick goes in for the score. Merrick Noel going to be credited with a 1-yard touchdown run with about a minute to go in the opening quarter. And JCN has taken its first possession of the game. And, Gus, we talk about that possession thing, okay? We like to count the numbers, and the Chargers are going to have one opening quarter possession. So for Morehill Matt Academy, that's what your defense wants to do, is prevent them from doing much. Now, going for the two-point conversion, and will go in untouched, and we will take a timeout. Breaking the action with about a minute to go in the opening quarter. It is Jefferson County North, 8, Morehill Matt Academy, nothing.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Winchester, as Morehill Mount Academy for the second time here in the opening quarter is going to put his kick return unit out on the field and wait for Will Elias to put a toe to the football. Amari Shepherd is going to be back as one of the return guys, and I'll look across the field and see if I can pick up who that other one is out there. We'll catch up with him here just pretty quick. Taking a look at it, and that's not going to be Will kicking this thing away. They're going to have Knox with the kickoff, and it is short, taken by an up man at the 30, hit at the 35, and stopped right there. So the return for the Ravens, and who do we have out there? That's Pete Rapplinger.
So Rapplinger on the return, and Merrick Knoll on the stop right there.
So for MHMA, in the waning moments of the opening quarter, trying to get a ball game at 8-0, kind of bringing that offense out of the field. And if you are Coach Fredrickson, guys, I mean, you're just looking for clean play, right? I mean, by clean, I mean handoffs, the ball didn't hit the ground. Everybody kind of gets their assignment where you want them to be. And toward that end, the Ravens are going to go trips to the left side.
We're going to go back to Zayden Harper at the quarterback and move Rapplinger back out to a receiver on the right side.
And this is something that's too early in the year. When you got a lot of talent, you're looking for the right guys. Here's a pass over to the near flat. It's going to be caught at the 40, up to the 45-yard line, and the Ravens are going to pick up a first down. It's Peter Rapplinger with the catch. On the Harper pass, first and 10, Merrick Knoll with the tackle. Well, the Ravens just got up there, fired that thing into the flat and said, okay, here's your completion, and get what else you can get.
Got to be nearing the end of the first
quarter
here.
I'm sure we're knocking on the door. 8-0, JC, and here at home, out in front. Again, with the official scoreboard inoperative this evening, we're going to do our very best to give you our best estimate of where we're at. And they got a penalty. Did they take too long? And
false start.
Okay. So that will push the Ravens from a first and 10 at their own 45, first and 15 at their own 40. Again, with probably inside a minute to go here in the first. I thought maybe they were running that time down to get to the end of the quarter and change ends to get a quick timeout here. Here we go with Harper at quarterback. Back to throw. Looks. Goes over to the left side to Amari. He's at the 45. Amari's at the 50. Breaks the tackle down to the 45. Picking up a first down. Inside James and territory for the first time today. Will Elias with Mike Gus. That might have been a touchdown saver right there.
Yeah, that time Shepherd did a nice job of catching the ball over there on the flat and able to work his way up the field and got a couple nice blocks, and a great job, though, by Will Elias saving what could have been a huge play.
You know, you can see what the Ravens are doing here. They're spreading that field out. They're stretching it out. They're trying to get somebody, you know, out in a little bit of space, isolate against a defender, and
Trevor Kelly going to check into the ball game for JC, and he's going to replace Cohen Novinsky. Cohen spelled C-O-H-E-N.
Not K, but C. Peter Rapplinger is wide to the near side, and he is way, way out near the numbers. First and 10 for the Ravens. as the quarter, is that the end of the quarter here? The officials come up and blow the whistle, and no? A delay of game? I didn't think that had taken that long, but I guess maybe.
I feel like there can't be any time left in this first quarter.
You would not really hardly think. 8-0 Jefferson County North. And I'm sure Coach Fredrickson's got a couple of questions about it. What's the...
They're like looking at the watch and talking. And
yeah, I thought that went off pretty quickly. I thought the last play, it felt like it had taken longer for him to get that thing underway, but apparently no. All right, Chargers are going to make a couple of substitutions.
I figured this was a chance the official said, oh, wait, we're keeping the clock? And just realized midpoint of the second quarter, you know.
Got that Timex that I got for Christmas. Let me wind the stem. From the midfield stripe, first down 15. Ravens with the football. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. Boots to the left side. Picks up a couple of yards. Into the line of scrimmage, able to twist and spin forward as Aiden Harper will advance the ball. And is that it? Okay, that is going to be the end of the opening quarter. When we come back, Ravens are going to have it second down and long after one in Winchester. JCN 8, Markham Out Academy nothing.
Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
Winchester, welcome to Friday Night Football on Care Radio. Joseph, producing and engineering in the studio. Gus Cops with me here upstairs, and we get ready to go to the second quarter. The home team, JCN, leading 8-0. Gus, if you're JCN, the good news is, if you're JCN, did you drop that?
Just threw it way too far.
If you're JCN, you've had the ball one time, and you've scored one touchdown.
Yeah. For Morehill Mount Academy. This is their second drive of the ball game, and we're starting the second quarter. And for the officials, they love where the ball placement is, right? Move the ball, what, 2 yards? Right? When you switch the quarter, when the ball's out to the 49, you just flip across. So
here we go. Yeah, it literally moved 2 yards. Here we go. Ravens with a first and 10 at the Jeff North 49-yard line. First and 15, make it four. Back to throw, looking left, throwing left, pass a little high, going up with one hand. And Gus, Jace Campbell went up to haul it down, and I'm not sure, as there were two receivers side by side right behind him, really three receivers within 5 yards.
Yeah, they kind of stair-stepped out there, right? You had one at about 2 yards, 4 yards, and then 6 yards. But yeah, Campbell not able to pull it in, and I guess that's fine because even if he makes that catch, he's only a yard and a half, maybe 2 yards down the field. So now for Morehill Mount Academy, they're looking at third and long here.
Shepherd wide right, Bowe slot right, QB's back, rolling, throwing off the run. It's going to be caught. Markers are down. It's going to be inside the 40-yard line. But is that going to be a hole?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't look like they were going to have a sack back there, and instead we're going to get a hold against Morehill Mount Academy.
Fish is coming up, and there's the hold against the Ravens, and it will be a replay of third down. Okay, you were never a lineman, were you? You never played line, really.
Steelers?
Is that right? John had you on the line?
Yeah, right okay. Tackle.
All right, so here's the question. If you see your quarterback about ready to take a lick, is it better to just go ahead and grab that guy?
Yeah,
I mean, it's not a hold unless they see you.
Bingo. Holding unless they call it. And there's a chance maybe they just don't call it. So
maybe.
Reach out, save your quarterback, and you just hope for the best.
One of the sage football coaches that we've known. That was his words of wisdom. Third down for the Ravens at long, about 23. Motion to the middle. Quarterback back. He's going deep. Bobs one downfield. What's Amari? A little pushing, little shoving. And let's see. Markers are all over at the point of the pass. Let's see which way they're going to call this. Because they were both handsy out there.
I just probably would have ate the flag at that point. I'm sure it's pass interference against JCN, but.
But it wasn't just one. It was two markers flying. Officials are
and the problem is
checking it out.
All right. Pass interference, defense.
There you go.
It's only a 15-yard penalty, so it's not an automatic first down.
So we will replay third down.
Yeah, now it's just going to be like, what, third and eight?
Third and seven or eight, yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
We're a couple of minutes into the second quarter. Jefferson County North leading Mark Hillman Academy 8-0. And the ball is going to be inside the 45, marking it down now at the Charger 43-yard line as the Ravens coming up over the football. Got to get this thing down to the 35. Once again, the freshman quarterback, Zayden Harper, has a running back on his left hand. The ball right in the middle of the field. Motion will come to the center. Quarterback is back on that same play. Right side jump ball caught by Shepard. He outleaped double coverage, took it inside the 20-yard line, first and 10.
That time, he did a great job of going up to catch the football. Will Elias was able to come over and get a hand in there at the last minute, but great concentration by Shepard. He'll haul it in, and they'll be inside the 20. It'll be first and 10 for MHMA.
Ravens have found a play they like, and it worked for him. Back-to-back plays. Here's a fire over to the right side. Shepard's going to take it, tries to cut back across the grain. Going to be hit, banged around a little bit, picking up about 3 yards short of the 15-yard line.
Kind of a little tunnel screen over there on the right side, and coming up with the stop for JCN, you're going to have Knox Heston over there along with just a host of those defensive players. So getting about a two-yard gain, it'll bring up a second and eight right now.
Sun kind of popping out just a little bit, making a spectacular sunset for the crowd here to enjoy as they look across the field to the far side toward the Raven fans and the visiting bleachers. 8-0, Jefferson County North in front, but Marhill Mount Academy threatening. Second down, 8 at the 16-yard line. Receiver very wide to the left side is going to be Rapplinger. Harper looks confused. He's directing a little traffic. He's got trips short side. Takes a snap. Little draw play. And straight ahead, there's not much there for Jack. Moore hits the ground. And now the JCN fans think it's a fumble. The official very emphatically indicates the ball was down. So it'll make up a third down for the Ravens. Third down at the 17-yard line. So it'll be third down in about 8.
Yeah, I think there was a little confusion between Zayden Harper and the coaching staff of Morehill Mount Academy.
Yeah.
I think Harper was making sure that they had enough players on the field right there.
And now Zayden goes all the way over, talks to his coaches, and now coming back out on the field. See if the Ravens think they go back to Amari, but this time he's on the left side. His previous two big catches have been on the right side of the field. Third down and long. Third down at about 9 inside the 20-yard line. Ravens looking left, throwing left. It's going to be taken by Shepard. He'll break a tackle. Does his knee go down? It does. He pulled away from the tackle, but the official, and the official goes, fantastic job, right in the right spot, saw what was going in. Nicholas Cahill got enough of him to have that knee hit the ground, and the Ravens are going to be looking at a fourth down 7.
Yeah, right now, Morehill Mount Academy, as this drive has progressed, they've decided one of their better plays has been just get the ball out of the quarterback's hands quickly and get it over there to Amari Shepard and just let an athlete be in space.
Is that usually a good call? Get it out of the quarterback's hand quickly and get it in an athlete that's, you know, a running back or something's hands? Oh, we're going to get another timeout, and this is the final timeout of the opening half for Morehill Mount Academy.
Yeah, JCN's going to call their second.
Oh, I thought you pointed it out. Okay, we're going to take a break. It's about 8 minutes to go and a half. It is JCN 8, MHMA nothing.
Summer's better without the bites. At Urban Lawn Care, they offer professional lawn spraying that knocks out mosquitoes, chiggers, ticks, ants, and spiders, and all those uninvited pests. safe for pets and kids, tough on bugs. You can schedule a one-time treatment or keep your yard protected all season long with monthly or bi-monthly plans. Take back your lawn. Call Urban Lawn Care today for a free estimate and get on the schedule. Urban Lawn Care, local, dependable, and here to help you enjoy your yard again.
But as we return, it is, in fact, Gus, as always, spot on, a timeout called by JCN.
So each club has one timeout remaining.
Correct. Fourth down, 7. Ravens with the ball around the 17-yard line. They got to get this thing down about the 10. MHMA, 2 to the right, 2 to the left. The right is the wide side of the field. And the quarterback, freshman, Zayden Harper. Harper takes his time, snap back, short drop, looks right, throws right. He's got a man, slips and falls. Trying to cut back to the ball, just the feet went out from beneath Rapplinger, and he was not able to come back. And that's the second time. Remember when he ran in the backfield, he had those wheels come out.
Yeah, that time Zayden Harper just took the snap and threw it to an area, hoping that his receiver was going to get to it. But as Peter came out of his cut, just feet got away from him a little bit. A turnover on downs will give the ball back to JCN, and they'll be backed up to their own 16-yard line.
You know, what though, for a freshman quarterback, that was a pretty hitsy play. That was the right play.
Right. Just throw it to an area and hope your guy gets there.
So here come the Chargers. They have only possessed the football one time before this possession here, and they're going to drive right into the middle and take it up to around the 22-yard line. So they're going to pick up about 4 or 5 yards on a first down carry, second down 5. We're approaching the midpoint, probably the second quarter. You know, maybe 7 minutes or so to go in the half. The scoreboard clock is inoperative here at Riley Field tonight. Second down call, and this time straight ahead running is running straight ahead into 3 Raven defensive linemen, and there will be a very short gain. It'll bring up a third down.
First guy in there for Moore Hill Mount Academy was Michael Garrett, the middle linebacker, 5'11" sophomore.
Ravens have some pretty good sized guys up front. You've got Dikembe and Vincent Humburg. They're going to fill it up. Matt Spencer on that front line and Bryce Adams. Third down and a couple. Hand off right side, getting a block, getting a first down up to the 32-yard line. Scooting and sliding is knocked. Henson, Mike Garrett, and Brody Cody make the stop. It is a first and 10, Jefferson County North.
Garrett is a kid right now out there. He's kind of stretching around a little bit. He has made a ton of tackles already in this first half for this Moore Hill Mount Academy defense, and that's what you're going to ask out of that linebacker position.
Elias with a couple of running backs on either side of him. He's going to hand off and slashing to the left side. He's going to be Merrick Noel. Merrick will pick up about 4, maybe 5 or so yards. Vincent Humburg coming out of the defensive end spot with the stop, second down 5. You know what we're not seeing, Gus, is we're not seeing JCN air it out. Any.
Yeah. Christopher Knoll's going to check out. Nicholas Cahill will return to the JCN lineup.
Second down, 5. Handoff this time will go into the right side of the line. It's going to be a gain of about 7 or 8. It's going to be another first down. And again, it's Dikembe with a tackle for the Ravens. And, Gus, you know, I don't hate passing the football. You should throw it once or twice a half, no matter what.
Oh, I thought once or twice a game.
Well, that would be okay with me, too, probably.
I pushed the envelope too much.
It's a 1st and 10 up at the 47-yard line. Quarterback's going to pull it back and fall forward for 2. Putting it in the midsection of Merrick Noel, Will Elias runs side by side with him to the right side and then pulls the ball back, keeps it himself, and cuts it upfield. A short gain, 2nd down 8. Approaching the midfield line, JCN with the football, leading it 8-0. 2nd down and 8 at their own 48. Chargers waste no time. They get up to the line of scrimmage, and they get going, and now we have some movement, I think. The official from the defensive backfield who had a good eye on that, and there you go, there's your false start.
So this is the second time we've seen that false start, right? Like, everybody gets ready. It doesn't look like much happens. Not sure if the center is adjusting the ball, if we've got a guy that gets into a stance and then kind of rocks out of it. But officials have been on that call so far tonight. Dikembe will check out of the ball game for Morehill Mount Academy, and they're going to bring in the defensive lineman. Gabe Randolph will be in there. He's a sophomore.
Second down, about 13. Will keep it himself. Boots left, cuts against the grain. 360 spin all the way across to the right side. Driven and buried to the ground at the 50. Here's the deal. Will made a great effort. He ran a really, really, really long way, picked up about four or five.
Jack Moore comes over and makes a stop for Morehill Mount Academy. The ball now out to midfield. It'll be a third and seven. Well, let's call it third and six for JCN right here.
Right on the center stripe. Now, big shift. Tight end and wingman go to the left side. Running back will go to the right side of the quarterback. And we'll take the ball, jets over to the left side, hurdles the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be right at the first down marker. Looks like he may have it by the length of the football.
Jack Moore finally makes the stop, but not before Merrick Garland. McNoll able to pick up a first down, and the ball's going to be out to the 43-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for JCN there, and hard to believe we're in the second quarter. JCN has 8 points, and this is only their second possession of the game.
Merrick showing no fear there as he leaves his feet. Quarterback takes a low snap and just picks it up and decides he's going to run with it and runs out of bounds into his near sideline. And there's a block all the way over to the track on the near side. It's going to be a gain of a couple of yards, second and 8. Now, I know, Gus, that there's a penalty for tackling a guy out of bounds, you know, but is it okay to block that guy 8 yards off the field?
Sure.
Okay. Just being clear about that.
What did they say? Chew the whistle, right?
Second and 8. DePaul now at the 41-yard line as they've gotten across midfield, JCN in MHMA territory. 8-0. Chargers in front. QB will keep it himself again. Gets a nice block. Cuts into the middle and going to be very near the first down marker as once more Vincent Humberg with the tackle.
Over there just about to
set. Yep, that bright red speck. Just a tiny little pinhead. A vibrant red on the horizon. First and 10. Chargers are going to say, you know what, we've had two possessions and we moved the ball with both of them. Here's a handoff right side of the ball nearly ripped out of the running back's hands. That was a great job in there by Heston, because to not lose that ball. Dikembe and Adams over there. As DeRon reached out, he grabbed the ball carrier's arm, and I don't know how he ever held on to that ball, frankly. That was a great job.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. When he had that ball grabbed, I was worried that thing was going to come flying out, but did a nice job of keeping it tucked away. It'll bring up a second down for JCM.
Over to the left side, that's going to be Rex Furman. Quarterback is going to make the pitch. Cutting back in the middle, bouncing off one defender, off a second, but the third and fourth will finally make the stop up close to the first down marker. And again, JCN slowly, methodically working their way down the field, and they are now inside the Raven 25-yard line. Third down, 1.
What I like about that last run is you got out there, you got patient, you got small, and kind of turned yourself sideways and knifed your way forward for a first down. And now, if officials are going to, Morehill Mount Academy is going to take a timeout, and for MHMA, that'll be their final.
There you go. We are in the second quarter. What, 5 minutes or so to go in the opening half. It remains Jeff North 8 and Morehill Mount Academy nothing.
I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
Hey, we're happy to have you along with us here on CARE Radio. It is an 8-0 Jefferson County North lead We are mid-ish of the second quarter. Again, we don't have a working game clock on the field, so bear with us for that. We'll do our best to estimate the game time and the point at which we have come.
Fresh out of a timeout, Chase, you're going to take a little time to get everybody buckled up.
Again, they're going to bring a wing to the right side, snap a little bit high. Will goes up, pump fakes once, pulls it back down, throws it over into the right flat, drills it into the ground, and it gets on one skip to Brody Van Dyke. And Brody says, you know what? I'm going to run with it and see if they really notice that it hits the ground. Maybe somebody didn't see that.
A little upset with himself because I think he really, when he goes back and looks at that play, he's going to say, man, I really probably could have run with that ball. Instead, it'll be a fourth and one for the JCN offense.
Big call right here. JCN, fourth down at the 26-yard line. Handoff, first down with plenty to spare. Bouncing outside to the 20. 15-10, down to the 5-yard line and hurled out of bounds. But wait a minute. This is coming back.
Yeah, so many times we talk about the penalty that didn't have anything to do with the play. Well, that was one of them, right? We're going to get a hold on the backside against JCN.
And sometimes you say, wow, did they really see that? But anytime you see multiple markers on the ground, everybody saw it. And for Brody, he's going, man, a minute ago I couldn't come up with that pass because it was short, and so I had no chance to catch it. And this time he gets the ball and he makes a nice run, and now it's going to come back. And so for MHMA, because a golden opportunity here to try to stop this Jefferson County North possession. 4.5 minutes or so to go in the opening half. It is 8-0 JCN in front, and the Chargers, with only their second possession of the game, are now at the 20, just outside the 25-yard line, where it is 4th and 3.
If you were looking at the stats right now, time of possession would be skewed so much to JCN, yardage to JCN, and now we're going to see the 6th timeout of the first half.
Might as well get them all. Timeout of the field, Chargers. About 4 minutes ago in the half, it remains Jeff North 8, Marham Mount Academy nothing.
Taco? Burger? Why not both? Try Taco John's one-of-a-kind taco burger with 100% North American beef, zesty mild sauce, lettuce, and cheddar cheese on a warm bun. Taco Burgers, only available at Taco John's. Come try a taco burger today. At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. And how do you make a better taco even better? Making it $1.39 on Tuesdays couldn't hurt. Better tacos are just $1.39. Every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Well, as the final timeout of the opening half has been exercised here by Jefferson County North High School, each team has used their limit. And Gus, the guys here in the booth, tell us that we are under 2 minutes to go in the first half. So maybe even closer to a minute and a half or so. Fourth down 3. Chargers are going to have the football at the JCN, 27-yard line on a fourth down and 2 or 3. They got to get this thing inside the 25-yard line, maybe the 24-yard line.
I'm going to tell you something. The play that JCN runs right here on this fourth down, you've seen it already today.
The thing?
Don't know which one it is, but I'm going to guess nothing out of the hat.
Motion right, 2 minute motion, there's penalties all over the place, and you come out of a timeout. You've spent minutes over here discussing what you're going to do, and two guys sprint over to the near side as the ball is snapped. So that is going to make it 4th and 3, more like 4th and 8, and does that change your play call?
Well,
I mean, sometimes, yes, but this time, does it?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, right? I think your best play probably is like some kind of a quarterback draw right here. But the problem was with that last one, you had two guys in motion and you snapped the ball. It's fine if you have two guys as long as you reset both of them. Now JCN going to run. Two guys out there, nobody on the slot receiver.
There is no coverage on the left side. Quarterback sees it, throws up, got a man wide open, caught it. 15, 10-yard line, first and goal at the 5. And the Ravens did not pick up the extra receiver. Two guys covering 3 receivers.
At that time, they took the tight end, slid him out as a slot, and Morehill Mount Academy didn't have, like, a safety over the top. They just had
two defenders on the entire left side of the field.
First and goal, 5 yards away. Handoff. Merrick bouncing outside, turns the corner, hit at the goal line, stretches, leans, and goes into the end zone, and that is knocked Heston. Heston with the score. And with about a minute to go in the first half, JCN has scored its second TD of the game on its second possession of the game. So for the Chargers, they came up with a huge fourth down play moments ago. And with that touchdown, they go up 14-0. And as they always do, they're going to go 4-2 with a bit of an inverted bone around the quarterback. Elias, long count takes it, slides down, looking to throw, was going to throw it, it's batted, is it caught and held? It is! Stretching out, coming up with the catch, Jefferson County North, and the reception by Rex Furman. 2-point conversion successful. We've got a timeout of the field in the last minute of the opening half. It's now Jeff North 16, MHMA nothing.
Austin? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Over Jefferson County North, a possession in which they overcame some adversities coming down the field. And Coach Snyder's got to go into the locker room. He's going to have some words because there were some penalties that happened there and some errors that he's certainly going to want to work on and try to get cleaned up as they talk about this.
Yeah, those first game jitters, right?
Sure.
So for JCN, two possessions in. We've got two touchdowns for Morehill Mount Academy. They're going to have no timeouts, limited time on the clock, and be ready to start their third possession of the night.
Pinwheel spinning kickoff is going to be fielded on the right side, and a tackle and grab by the headgear, maybe the face mask, and we're going to get a marker at the point of the tackle at the 33-yard line.
So you got to think that this is probably going to move the ball up somewhere near midfield, but again, we talked about it, Morehill Mount Academy out of timeouts. We're figuring that we're somewhere under a minute to play here in the first half. MHMA is going to have to work quickly here.
So does that mean that you're airing the ball out, which is not something that they have really done?
So it's going to be personal foul, horse collar tackle against JCN. Yeah, I mean, the overall idea, most guys would say, sure, air it out, see what happens. You know me. I'm going to probably just run a draw right here and get to the break.
They're going to put Duran in the backfield. Again, or they had him back there. Now they're going to bring it back up to the line. I always like it when they, you know, when they bring that jumbo package out. I don't know. It's just me. First down across the 45-yard line. MHMA and motion will go right. Snap is high. Quarterback hauls it in. Rolls right. Penalty marker sail. And again, it's going to be complete for a very short gain, but let's see what that marker is. You expect a hold from that offensive backfield. It's kind of his place, and there it is. So this is going to get marked off, and we'll replay that first down. 16-0, Jefferson County North in front. Gosh, when was the last time we saw a game? We see a lot of ball control kind of teams. I'm not sure it's that we've seen a game where a team gets one possession a quarter.
I kind of look back to maybe that the first half of that Oskaloosa JCN game here last year. It felt kind of like that. Maybe. But yeah, not often.
It's got to make up a first down and long. We'll call it first and 20. QB's back, flares one, right side, leap and catch made by Rapplinger, and he's going to haul it in. But it's going to be a short gain. He will be tackled in the field of play. The clock will continue to run, and we got to be down to the last moment, maybe the final play here of the first half. JC, look at them. How many guys are they going to have back deep? I see 4 or 5, 15, 20 yards off the ball.
Now, this has to be difficult for the offense where you don't have a clock to look at and you're just kind of guessing on what the time is.
Snap back, and
that's a lateral.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Yep, it's out of bounds. I thought maybe it was a forward pass.
No.
The officials kind of come over, and it finally went out of bounds. It was definitely rolling backward when it went out of bounds. But I didn't know if that was because it had tumbled like that.
No, we're gonna spot this ball
yeah.
all the way back to where it rolled out of bounds.
Coach Snyder's up here helping them spot her down right around the 32-yard line. So there's going to be substantial loss of yardage on that lateral. And fortunately for the Ravens, they did not turn the ball over with that little error. Late moments of the half. Ravens with the football, third down, 20-plus. Back short, just beyond their own 30-yard line. Freshman quarterback is back to throw. Rolls, looks over the middle and into traffic. Will throw the ball incomplete to the 45-yard line.
That time over here on the near side, they were looking for Rapplinger. He was being guarded tightly by Brody Van Dyke. So it'll bring up a fourth down and for Morehill Mount Academy, looking to punt for the second time today.
Okay, so if you're Coach Frederickson, if you're the quarterback for either team, I mean, can you ask the official how much time is it, where are we at? Because
yeah.
that's very pertinent, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I would think at this point the officials are going to be talking to you a little bit.
That would be cool. You'd like to think so. Moments left in the half, and now the Ravens are trying to get adequate numbers of players out on the field for this punt. Snap, helmet high, the kick is away, very high. It'll be returnable, caught at the 40. Getting away from a couple of defenders and up the sideline and finally dancing out of bounds across midfield. The return by Christopher Noel and four JCN in their third possession of the half. Again, the question remains, how much time we got? You know, less than a minute for sure, I would think.
Nine.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Definitive numbers. I appreciate that. Thank you. So with 9 seconds, it's what? That's a couple of pass plays? If you decide to do that, one running play, there's no timeouts left.
Yeah, you're going to go to the break.
They're going to go to the diamond. That's probably a really good call. And there's the snap, and there's the knee, and there is the end of the opening half. We'll be back to summarize the first half for you of Game 1 of the high school season 2025. The teams head for the locker room. It is Jefferson County North 16, Marhill Mount Academy nothing.
Thanks for listening to our high school football game of the week here on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete recap of the first half action coming up right after this.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? TexRx Pharmacy has you covered. TexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, TexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At TexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit TexRx.com to book your consult with TexRx Pharmacy today.
Hey, we welcome you back again to Riley Field as the two teams exit. And there said put 15 minutes on and fire that up. So, you know what I'm going to do, guys? I'm going to use the magic of my technology here. And if I can get to the clock and the stopwatch, I'm going to start it. And we're going to count 15 minutes off. We'll see when the second half is going to get underway. Wow. So JCN ultimately, I mean, officially had three possessions, but really they had two.
Yeah, I mean, you had that last one. They're going to get credit for it because they took a knee on it. But for JCN, two possessions. Scored in the first quarter and in the second quarter. They started that possession down deep in their own territory, drove the length of the field, picked up a pivotal fourth down on their way to their second touchdown of the half. And real quick, you want me to recap all the scoring? We have enough time for that?
We're going to squeeze it in. Just make it happen.
Yeah, so you had the one-yard run by Merrick Knoll, and then the two-point was good on a Will Elias run. And then the second score of the ball game was a three-yard run by Knox Heston, and the two-point pass from Elias to Rex Furman got us our 16 points here in the first half.
Great crowd on hand. We've been talking about them, and it's good to see them coming out to support these teams. And as the teams go to the locker room, guys, all right, I love the speculation game. Let's start with the visitors. Coach Fred's going to be in the locker room. I'm thinking he's telling his guys, okay, hey, you know, gave up a couple of scores. Defensively, you made them really fight for every bit that they got and clean up a couple of things on offense, maybe, you know, keep our feet beneath us a little bit better, and we're not in that bad of shape. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair assessment. You start looking at the clock and you say, or the scoreboard, you say, guys, we're down two scores, right? We've had some nice plays. I liked, what, that, was it the second possession where they ended up losing it on downs. I liked what they started doing there, right? They started throwing the ball a little more. They got the ball out into space and let Shepherd work. They were trying to get the ball out there to Rapplinger. I mean, just try to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands fast and try to get athletes in open space and see what happens. For Morehill Mount Academy, they're going to need to do more of that as the game progresses. For JCN, you're going to go in, and Coach Schneider's going to do whatever Coach does. Find something to talk about.
Gotta find something.
But there wasn't a whole lot to talk about. I think the few things you do talk about are they had a couple penalties that maybe you'd like to see cleaned up, but again, not many penalties in the first half. And I really think for both sides, improve the communication a little bit in the first or in the second half, because in the first half we saw both teams use all three of their timeouts. That just comes down to a communication and not being able to get, you know, everybody on the same page and maybe even the same personnel in the game that needs to be there. So those are minor fixes, but honestly, in this first half of play, it's been a pretty clean half of football.
And we've been very happy to be bringing you high school football tonight here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Speaking of football, because tomorrow we've got a little game coming up here on Care Radio.
Yeah, we're going to get away just a little early in the morning, but not crazy early. We're going to make our way up to Des Moines.
Yeah, going to be a pretty good ball game. Benedictine takes on all comers. They play only the best in the nation, and this time it's the number one team in the country and defending national champions at Grandview.
How about this? Benedictine has played two number ones in the last three games.
Yeah.
Also got another crazy stat for you tomorrow. We'll talk about it in the pregame, but it involves Grandview and regular season games.
Okay. And I'm going to bring you up a score. I know that Joseph's got scores, and I'm going to share this with you, Joseph. Atchison, and I don't have exact the time, but at Ottawa right now, it is the Cyclones with a 14-0 lead. We are at halftime here in Winchester, and we'll be back to bring you the second half live on Care Radio, but right now, we're going to take a bit of a break, and with that intermission score here at Riley Field, Jefferson County North 16, Morehill Mount Academy nothing. We're kicking it back to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studios, where he has put together for you a season starting halftime.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. Coming up tomorrow at high noon, we've got Benedictine Ravens on the road at Grandview in Des Moines, Iowa. Join us as Tom and Gus Kautz will have the call. Thursday brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. We will be airing Sports Look immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on the Thursday, as is the tradition, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us back to high school football, as we'll have Atchison playing host to Harmon. Tune in around 7 p.m. for that complete game. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine football, as the Benedictine Ravens will be playing host to Graceland. 1 p.m. is the scheduled kickoff time for that game. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area with the scores as I have them.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Taco? Burger? Why not both? Try Taco John's one-of-a-kind taco burger with 100% North American beef, zesty mild sauce, lettuce, and cheddar cheese on a warm bun. Taco Burgers, only available at Taco John's. Come try a taco burger today. At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. And how do you make a better taco even better? Making it $1.39 on Tuesdays couldn't hurt. Better tacos are just $1.39. Every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Taking a look around the area, we've got a few scores to report. In the Atchison-Ottawa game in the second half, it is Ottawa 14, Atchison 0. Silver Lake and Rossville have not gone to the half yet either. They are currently all knotted up at 7 points each. In the Royal Valley-Hiawatha game, Hiawatha is on top with a score of Hiawatha 18, Royal Valley 14. Jackson Heights is leading Riverside 21-0 at the half. Sabetha is leading Holton 14-0 at the half. And in this game right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got JCN at 16 points. Mar Hill Mount Academy right now is sitting at 0. We'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Atchison Auto Parts at your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 45 tonight under mainly clear skies, winds out of the west at around 5 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies again tomorrow, highs level off around 75. Lows dip down to about 48 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear skies Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 77. 82 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now here in downtown Atchison. We are currently sitting at 60 degrees, with a feels like temperature of 60 out there. Winds are out of the west at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity 49%. The dew point 49 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 30.03 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Couts field side in just a moment.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7. It's time now for second half action of our high school football game of the week.
Welcome back to Winchester, Kansas, where the teams have come back out of the locker room and we're approaching the beginning of the second half. Many thanks to Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. Joseph, well done, man, taking care of everybody at halftime. Gus Couts with me here upstairs, Tom Couts, and here at Riley Field, there's a spectacular sunset happening across the way. Gus, two teams getting warmed up, and, you know, again, both coaches always wanting to make their teams better, but neither coach has got to be, like, really, really upset with their first half.
Yeah, and we talked about it a little bit before we went to the break, that both coaches have to go out of this and say, hey, first half went all right. You know, I mean, if you're JCN, thrilled you're up two scores. If you're Morehill Mount Academy, you say, guys, we're only down two scores. We've held them to two-ish possessions in this first half. I mean, right now, Morehill Mount Academy is doing a lot of things they want to do, and
the officials are saying now that they are putting the 3 minutes onto the clock, which they're now alerting both coaching staff that, hey, you do have that final 3 minutes before we get started. But, yeah, I think there's so many things that both these coaches are going to hang their hat on and say, okay, it was all right here in the first half.
And for the Ravens, Gus, I think particularly, again, do they trail at halftime? Yes, but it's only 16-0, and you've got a team with a lot of new pieces in places. I mean, you got a freshman quarterback out there. You have shuffled quite a few guys around, finding, you know, their best suited positions. So for them, it's really kind of a real start.
Yeah, you know, in these early season games are where you a lot of times will see coaches make the adjustments during halftime. As you get later in the season, coaches are more like, hey, just get your rest, get your drink, get whatever. But early season games, you're saying, okay, hey, we had you at receiver. Let's move you back to the running back position, move somebody out here, switch the defense up a little bit. I mean, this is the early season things where you're going to start to see coaches try to make those adjustments, especially personnel-wise, and make sure that, hey, just because you've been doing it for 2-3 weeks in practice, now is a good chance to find out whether it's going to work or whether that's really where you want to see these guys play. We saw Moore Hill Mount Academy kind of flip-flop between quarterbacks a couple times in the first half, so it'll be interesting to see how they come out in the second half and really how they attack this JCN defense.
And again, you talk about in practice, but you're practicing against the same guys, and, you know, now you get a chance to come up against somebody a little bit different, somebody you don't know, somebody you haven't really seen, and there's a difference here. I mean, in practice, you may be able to beat up on the guy you beat up on every day, but this is the guy you're playing against is not that guy.
Talked about that Atchison High score. Well, they are at halftime, and Ottawa leads Atchison 21-0 in that contest. No, Joseph was able to probably keep you up with all the scores around the area, but the halftime scores in the MSC family have Sabetha and Holton. Sabetha with a 14-point lead at half. Hiawatha leads Royal Valley 18-14 at the break. Jackson Heights over Riverside right now 21-0 at the break. A lot of zeros on the board here at halftime. Nemaha Central up on Marysville 35-0. St. Mary's leading Perry LeCompton 20-0. Jeff West leading Riley County 14-7. So
does it surprise you? Let's be real. It's harder to get offense, right?
Yeah, I mean, your defenses are going to be ready a little quicker. So, yeah, I'm not shocked that we're not seeing a whole lot of points here in the early going in a lot of these games. But some interesting games, at least, here in the early going of the season.
Mario Matt Academy, talk about interesting. We don't see them very often, though. White uniforms, white jerseys, white pants, black helmets, black lettering, numerals, and trim for JCN, that very traditional JCN green jersey, green helmet with kind of that charcoal gray pants, white lettering and trim.
For JCN, sporting numbers on the helmets for Moore Hill Mount Academy, they've got the Raven, the full-size Raven on the right side, on the left, numbers.
All right, here we go. It'll be MHMA kicking it away. Remember, they won the flip of the coin at the onset of the ball game and elected to accept the ball. They go into the second half trailing here. And here's a little onside kick. It's short, and JCN alert covers it up. And that was a really good job, because when you kick it to the starting wide receiver out there, you got Rex Furman, who says, I just caught a really tough pass a minute ago for a two-point conversion. Covering that up was no trick. First and 10. The Chargers are going to have the football on the first play of the second half, and they're going to begin the second half in Raven territory at the Moore Hill Mount Academy 49. Two receivers to the right side, the wide side. For quarterback Will Elias, he's going to bring Merrick Knoll to his left hand and now overload the right with all four receivers. Handoff is going to go to Merrick. He'll cut up the outside, pick up the first down, hurdle at the 40-yard line. And I'll say this, Merrick does not feel like he has to keep his feet on the ground, because he is all about leaping over people.
Amari Shepard finally makes a stop on the play for Moore Hill Mount Academy, but not before JCN able to pick up another first down.
First and 10. Now they're going to spot her down around the let's call it 37-yard line, 38 maybe. QB flares it over into the right flat at the numbers, and the ball is hit there, and the helmet pops off Brody Van Dyke. And Constant wasn't even that kind of a hit. The guy just kind of grabbed him, and the helmet shot off his head. Going to be a short gain. Over there to make this stop, number 12. It'll bring a second down, half a dozen for JCN. I don't want to hex anybody, but I just got to say it. We have not had anybody turning it over tonight. Two to the left. Now four to the left. No one short side. JCN likes this formation. They run this a lot tonight. And again, they'll hand it off to Merrick, who gets to the edge. And you know what I like about Merrick Noel? He knows what he can do. Jack Moore makes a tackle. Merrick knows he's not sprinting to the outside, not running all of those guys. So when he gets to the end of the line, he cuts it in.
Yeah, find the first open turning lane, put a foot in the ground, and get in there. And that time, nice little run for Merrick. It's going to bring up third and one.
Got a new receiver over here to the near side for JC in support number four. And a handoff is going to go to Merrick on the right side. And he has carried the ball every down so far. You're going to get it down to the 20-yard line. And once again, it'll be a first and 10 for the Chargers.
Jakumbe in there on the stop for Moorhill Mount Academy. Also, Michael Garrett, the linebacker.
Now, Merrick is going to come out of the game for the first time. You know, he's got to be saying, Coach, leave me in there, man. I'm just getting warmed up good. First down call, quarterback's back, and before the play develops, markers indicating a false start.
This has been one of the things we've seen, you know, not many big penalties for JCN, but some false starts, a hold here and there, but for the JCN offense tonight, it really hasn't slowed them down. It's just moved them back and forced them to pick up 7 yards on a first down play.
Here's Christopher Noel, wide to the left side. There's a lot of green way out there. He's being covered over the top, one man. First down, 15. Quarterback will pitch and make the lead block, turning into the middle, pinballing off the first defender or two, and spinning it straight ahead, picking up a couple 3 yards. This is going to be Nicholas Cahill. Cahill finally brought down by Bryce Adams. It'll be second and 11 for Jefferson County. Thus, as a coach, I mean, coaches have different philosophies. Every coach is a little different. That's why they make more than vanilla ice cream. Everybody likes something a little different. I'm almost concerned when I see my quarterback make a lead block on a sweep play. Here's a QB who will sweep to the outside. And then dropping his shoulder, Will Elias will try to pick up an extra couple of yards down there.
I was going to say, you say about the block, but Will gets to the sideline. Instead of stepping out of bounds,
yeah,
he drops that shoulder and just plows into a defender, picks up the first down. It'll now be first and goal.
And that's great. Yeah, I mean, picking up that yardage is great, but sometimes you got to understand your value to the team, maybe more than that extra half a yard.
Yeah, and that hit in week one isn't a big deal, but as the season goes, this hit continue to pile up.
Here we go, first and goal for the Chargers. Hand off into the left side, cutting against the grain to the right, getting down to the 5. It'll bring up a second and goal. We are a couple of 3 minutes into the third quarter. Without a working game clock, we can only approximate the amount of time left in the game. But 16-0, JCN in front, and they have taken the opening kickoff on an onside kick effort. It took the opening kickoff in Moorhill Mount Academy territory, and have moved it downfield very steadily. They're now second and goal, 5 yards out. Everybody in tight. Merrick with the football. He'll lean in and it's going to be third and goal. By the way, I'm just letting you know, guys, they're in four down territory, in case you were wondering. And by the way, they were in four down territory when they began this possession.
I was looking on the sideline to see the kicker warming up with the net. And
yeah, it's probably not happening right away. So I'm sure to his chagrin, Merrick is coming out of the ballgame. And we're going to get a timeout. JCN went to decide how they're going to approach, try to score here. We're going to hang on to it here, Joseph, because I don't think it's going to take them long.
Yeah, I don't expect it to be much. I think really right there, you had some guys that came out and then moved some guys in, and then I think it's just one of those things where you want to make sure, first of all, that you got 11 guys on the field. Second of all, you want to make sure that everybody understands what they're doing on this play, because sometimes you bring in some guys and you say, hey, you're going to be out there to maybe be a blocker on this play, or maybe you're going to line up as a wide receiver. So
here's the thing, we were talking about going to the Benedictine game tomorrow. We're going to be talking more about that. But in that Raven game last week, the biggest play of the game for me, an interception that took a point off the board and completely flipped a game around. You are in a situation here where a huge defensive play could absolutely flip a two-score game around here.
Yeah, you keep, if you're Morial Mount Academy, if you can keep JCN off the board right here, it's still a two-score game. You're early on in the third quarter. And, yeah, I mean, this is a big set for this, not only the JCN offense, but the Morial Mount Academy defense.
So here we are from about the five-yard line. Wills back to throw, pumps, pulls it down, pumps, throws again. It's intercepted in the end zone. And he's bringing it out to the three.
And there is a penalty marker out there right about the line of scrimmage.
I see it.
And it's way over there on the far side.
I see it now.
You got to wonder if it's a pass interference, a hold on the defense, because out there where a receiver would be.
This is taking plenty of time. This is a big one.
Yeah.
This could be a momentum changer. I don't see anybody jumping up and down. Ineligible.
Yeah.
So
ineligible receiver downfield on JCN. They're going to decline it. And Morial Mount Academy comes up with a big turnover right there.
And Raven fans are not making the kind of hooping and hollering I would have expected. Certainly, JCN fans are very, very quiet. If there is just a huge play by the Raven defense coming near the midpoint of the third quarter. It is still a 16-0 lead for Jefferson County North, but the Chargers stopped for the first time on offense. So now the Ravens are going to huddle this thing up deep in the end zone. Certainly, in retrospect, you'd say, you know, intercepting that in the end zone and you haven't gone down there might have been the better option. But at the time, you know, emotions kind of run high.
You ever met a defensive back who's
never?
I can take that back.
They get everyone. They get score on every one of those. Receivers, two to the right and two to the left. Here comes the MHMA offense. And again, your freshman quarterback, midpoint of the end zone, waits for the snap, throws it over to the left side, and it's going to go incomplete. Three defenders, Gus, over there surrounding the runner.
Yeah, and if you looked, they ran an out, and then they ran a nine behind it. And the problem was, JC never saw the nine, Amari Shepherd, running down the middle of the field uncovered.
You think somebody's putting that out?
I think Coach Schneider's going to say, hey, don't worry about that flat route. Make sure not to let somebody behind you.
There are not a lot of guys who will catch Amari in the open field. Now, JC's got a couple of speedy guys, so it could be quite a little race, but that race would not end until you got a long way downfield. Here we go on a second down 10 from around the 2-yard line. Ravens deep in their own end of the field. Snap back, QB again, looks left, throws the same pass, same way, and it's good for a couple of yards, tackled immediately upon the catch. And that ball is going to be advanced out to the 5-yard line, making a 3rd and 7. Third down 7.
There we go.
Is that a catch?
It was.
That was nice.
Patrick had all day to throw it, and that helped.
Chiefs are racing toward halftime. We are here in the midpoint of the third quarter in Winchester. Third down 7. Ravens with a football, trailing by a couple of scores. They're at their own 5-yard line. Three receivers wide to the right side for Zayden Harper, who's back to throw. Setting up, fires one, and it is behind Amari Shepherd, the intended receiver. And once again, Amari was really pretty well covered out there.
But that time, Amari Shepherd kind of hooked it in like he was going to run a little bit of a post. And that thing was thrown a little more out like it was just a straight nine. And just, I think, a little off page right there. And for Morial Mount Academy, they're going to line up to punt for the third time this evening.
And for JCN, they're going to come out of this with some pretty decent field position standing at the 40-yard line. Now, the Chargers, are they running out the 11th guy as the ball is snapped?
Not on the ground?
Here's the kick away, and it's going to bounce out. Oh, keeps rolling, stays in, pounds across the board. That turned into a pretty good punt, but look at that. That's some serious blocking going on up here on the near sideline of the 15-yard line.
Now, I have a question. When the punter fielded the ball, how was he able to keep his knee off the ground? Because I swore he was down on one knee.
Oh, is that right?
Off the head.
I know he was way down. I didn't know that.
But he did a nice job if he was able to keep his knees up.
All right, to kind of reset things after the Ravens make the stop, unable to generate a first down, punt out of the into the back of their end zone, and it'll be Jeff North with its second possession of the third quarter. We'll begin this one at the 42-yard line of MHMA. 16-0. Chargers with the lead with the football, and the handoff is going to go into the right side of the line. Knox Heston will pick up a couple 3 yards, not much more than that. And I'm going to tell you what, guys, for the Ravens, Deron Dikembe said, I'm with this tackle.
Yeah, Dikembe's doing a nice job on the defensive line, but JCN, being smart, run away from him, right? They're keeping the ball in the front line, but they're running just outside the tackle box.
Christopher Noll comes way to the near side. Quarterback's going to keep it himself, cuts into the left, and Will is going to be pulled down with one hand at the 40-yard line. Pick up another, maybe we'll give him two, second down and a long third down. And a long six for J.C. And Will's a little disappointed that he lost his balance with that one-handed tackle.
Yeah, he usually runs through those. But that time, Luke Harris able to make the stop for Morehill Mount Academy.
Rex Furman comes running out of the field. And then once he gets to the huddle, puts his helmet on. And he will go to the slot to the right side. An apparent passing down, third down at about 7. At the Raven 40-yard line for the Chargers. Quarterback. Oh, it's a reverse to the right side, and it's going to go for a first down. Finally bumped out of bounds around the 30. That was a nice play. Kind of a cute little bit of deception going on. And
that was the most impressive field goal you're ever going to see.
Well, I see the Chiefs scored just before halftime. But Wahapa.
Because the clock was running on a third down. The Chiefs ran on the field goal unit with a running clock in 7 seconds, got everybody set and hit the field goal right before half.
Here's your first down play. The pitch deep, taken at the 35, 30, outside to the 25, and tackled from behind by a dozen. And it's going to be around the 24-yard line, and that's a gain of some 5 yards.
Jack making the stop right there for Morehill Mount Academy and continue to roll through this third quarter. And JCN with their fifth possession of the ballgame. Hard to believe, fifth possession of the ballgame, really only their fourth, because that third possession was just one snap in the end of the half.
Chargers are single man wide right. Quarterback pulls it back, keeps it himself. Will go straight ahead, down to the 15, down to the 13-yard line.
That was an excellent quarterback read right there by the senior quarterback, Will Elias. Put the ball in the running back's hands, realized that the defensive end stayed out. He crashed down. Great job by the quarterback picking up a big first down.
We got 33 out there for J.C. in now, wide to the left side. I'll get it picked up here in just a second. QB will hand off. Just a straightaway handoff and a cut back in the middle by Nick Cahill. And they're back again inside the Raven 10-yard line, taking it to the 7.
Deron Dikembe made the stop on the play right there. And you're talking about 33 for JC, and that's Christopher Noll out there into the ballgame.
Now we're going to have multiple players in and out. We're going to have a stoppage of play, and we're going to take a timeout. Let's take a break. We're down to about 5 minutes ago in the third quarter. It remains JCN 16, MHMA nothing.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
But he leaped leaps to his feet and bolts off the field under his own power, and we're going to get J.C. and back up over to football. It'll bring up a second down for the Chargers, and they're down at the Raven 8-yard line with a 16-0 lead.
J.C. was down here just moments ago and threw an interception in the back of the end zone, so this time looking to put some points on the board with this second down.
Yeah, they're not throwing it again tonight. Here we go on a second down call. QB will keep it. He'll cut left, slow down, find a block, cut in, carry a defender. He's close. He's in. Touchdown. J.C. in, and Will Elias goes in from 7 yards away.
For Will Elias, that's going to be his first touchdown run. He parlays that with a two-point run earlier in the ball game. He accounts for 8 points this evening.
That was a great run. Did you see how he, you know, he slow walked it up a little bit, let that develop in front of him, found the seam, got behind his guy, and just made his way into the end zone. Two-point conversion coming up, and here's a straight-ahead handoff, and Merrick will go in no problem. And we have a timeout on the field. With about 4 minutes to go, we're in the third quarter in Winchester. It's now Jefferson County North 24, Moore Hill Mount Academy scoreless.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Well, the Chargers are going to put their kickoff unit back out of the field, and thus they'll do it as they enjoy a 24-0 lead. Welcome back to Winchester, everybody. High school football scoreboard show coming up tonight, and you know, need to swing over to the dial to 103.9 as the guys will be up there bringing you scores and recaps and all kinds of things and stuff. Both. They're going to have things and stuff on this show. I was assured of that in the production meeting earlier. So join them for that one after the ball game tonight. And then, just tomorrow, swing that dial right back to 93.7 for Benedictine football. Here we go, the kick away, and going all the way across the field, going backward, bouncing off one would-be tackler, and finally falling forward. And I got to tell you, lots of running going on back there for the Ravens, and not a lot of yards gained, but they're going to have nice field position at their own 25 here.
3 minutes left.
Is that where we're at? Okay. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Again, we ask you to bear with us as the official game clock is inoperative here at Riley Field this evening, but they're keeping it down on the field, and we are appreciative of the information when they send us those numbers. Otherwise, we're doing our best.
St. Joseph's thankful that we're not the ones keeping it. I mean, we struggle with that.
Oh, yeah.
Top of the hour thing, you know. Mickey's hand goes up, and we still mess that up.
Joseph probably has a better idea of the time than we've got. Here's a pass over to the far side, and turning to his left for the reception, the ball goes to the outside instead, and it's going to go incomplete for the Ravens. It'll bring up a second down at 10. As Cody, he was out there, and he was like, it's going to go this way, but the ball went that way, and so they're just trying to back up again, second down.
A little miscommunication out there. Going to bring up second and 10 for the Moore Hill Mount Academy offense. They're going to send Rappling a wide to the right. Now they're going to bunch trips to the Rappling is going to go left, bunch trips to the right side.
And they are just off the line of scrimmage. There's a lot of grass on the near side. QB's back looking, just throwing a wounded duck that wobbles and twists and finally lands on the ground. And you know what happened? You know why that ball hit the ground, guys? Because nobody turned around and saw it. I'm going to say there were a couple, three guys who may have been able to catch up to it had they had any idea where it was at and the condition of the pass.
Yeah, that's
the pass was a little more towards the numbers. Everybody looked on the inside instead of out the outside shoulder. And it's all said and done. It's just going to fall as an incomplete pass and bring up now a third and 10 for Moore Hill Mount Academy. Now, this is a possession that they haven't dealt with a whole lot this evening, is short possessions because they're throwing the ball. Well, right now they're looking at a possession where offense hasn't been on the field for very much time of possession.
No, and again, while we can't give exact numbers, you know, a couple of incomplete passes, they have not taken a half a minute off this thing. More like 15, 18 seconds. There you go.
Oh, they're going to call delay again. It didn't matter because the running back actually had fallen forward out of his stance. I thought that's what the back judge had seen, but a delay game against Moore Hill Mount Academy will set them up now for a third and 15.
We're in the late going into the third quarter.
At the end of three quarters of play, Jackson Heights leads Riverside 21-0.
Jackson Heights is going to just be so good again this year. And, yeah, Riverside has one of my favorite running backs in this conference.
Yeah.
It is fantastic. Here's QB back to throw. Hit, sack. Spinning around the quarterback, freshman Zayden Harper, and he is going to be dropped, and they will spot him back at the 12-yard line, and the Ravens are going to be punting from there. And once again, Gus, the second half has been great field position for JCN.
I got that as Callister Wagner on the sack for JCN. So a big play right there for the sophomore.
Fourth down and quite long for the Ravens, and they'll be punting out of the back of the end zone. Return men standing right on the 50-yard line. Snap back. Very nice. The kick away, spinning, and it's going to bounce at the 40. And was that just reach out and slap to the ground?
Going to punch it to the ground.
Well, probably can have a little, had a little more in it maybe to go down the field, but that's where we're going to get the Chargers to take over. And for JCN, more excellent field position the second half. And football all the time goes field position, but for the Chargers, the second half field position has been outstanding.
Yeah, they played this game on the Moore Hill Mount Academy side of the field, especially here in the second half. Hey, at halftime, got another score for you. Rossville Silver Lake, the Warren 24, 7-7.
Just what you'd expect, right? First down call for the Chargers.
It was the day those two teams scored a little more.
Yes, but they were always this close. Here's a straight-ahead run, and nicely done. Carrying it up the middle is going to be Merrick Noel, and we'll pick up short of the first down, but not by much. Second down and a couple. Down to the 32-yard line.
Now, second down and short is your favorite call, right? Everything
yes,
is open in the
absolutely.
Court. Can I tell you? I still think it's going to be a vanilla call right here. Right?
There's nothing in the play. You think if you're ever going to just see if you've got a little pizzazz, and that's a word we don't use often enough, pizzazz.
Sounds like an Isabel word.
It easily could be. Here's a feed into the middle, and two guys collide. The ball carrier will fall forward, and Merrick Noel will pick up a first down with about a yard to spare. It's down to the 29-yard line.
That time, Michael Garrett made another tackle for Moore Hill Mount Academy. This senior linebacker is going to be sore tomorrow. He is racking up the tackles.
Yeah, but he's gonna have some pretty good numbers to show for it. Taking a little bit, getting the chains advanced. The crew's not working really fast tonight. They're slow and deliberate. Let's call them deliberate. And again, when you're keeping the score or the time and stuff on the field, you've got to be especially deliberate. We got a lot of extra stuff to watch. Here's a first down. It's in call. And wait a minute, the official running up over to football and
into the quarter.
You'd think. I haven't seen any hand raised to that effect, but we're going to call it the end of the quarter. There it comes. After three in Winchester, Kansas, in the Northeast Kansas League, it's Jefferson County North 24. Moore Hill Mount Academy, nothing.
You've trusted Amberwell with your health for years, from checkups to surgeries, in the good times and the harder ones. And now, when it matters most, they're here again with Amberwell Hospice Care. Receive compassionate end-of-life care from caregivers you already know and trust. It's care that understands your medical history, your values, and your family.
You're never alone with Amberwell Hospice Care. Call 913-360-5520 or visit amberwellhealth.org.
Well, right now, Gus, what Marhamat Academy needs is, yes, a little more cowbell. Ravens find themselves going into the fourth quarter, treading in a ball game, 24-0. Welcome back. Joseph in the studio, Gus with me here, Tom Cowson. Gus, tomorrow we are going to see best game in the nation, absolutely the two best teams in the nation, as we will make our way up to the Hawkeye State. No, not the Cyclones and the Hawkeyes. This game is going to be better than those two. As it'll be Benedictine at Grandview tomorrow.
Yeah, somebody's going to get in the end zone in Des Moines.
Yeah, maybe a couple, three times. First down is a call for the Chargers. They'll wrap around handoff. Will to Merrick, look out. 25, 20, 15, 10. Nobody's going to get in front of Nick Cahill. Touchdown Chargers on play one of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Cahill looked like he was running down a three-foot-wide hallway because, I mean, there was no shift down, move. It was just like, get south. Or get north.
You know how I love a running back who, like, runs at the goalpost, right? He did that. 29 yards is that run. And the Chargers will once again go for two. They are 3-for-3 on two-point conversions tonight. We'll see what this one is. It's the straightaway handoff, and the two-point conversion is successful, and timeout. We are a half a minute into the fourth quarter. It's all Chargers now. Jeff North, 32, MHMA, nothing.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Who carried that 2 point? Okay, I'm fine. Thank you. Good to have you with us here, Riley Field, on the campus of Jefferson County North High School, Winchester, Kansas. Where the Chargers have scored, because in like every quarter now, here's a short kickoff taken by that man who drops it, and the scrum for the ball, and Morehill Mount Academy is able to somehow scrape that thing back in. That was good hustle down there for MHMA by the kick coverage guys to kind of haul that thing back. But yeah, for Jefferson County North, it has been. It's just been a game of slow and steady, right? They haven't tried to do anything crazy, trying to not do anything more than you know you could do, but execute what you do well, and they've pretty much done that tonight. Here come the Ravens and their offense, and for MHMA at this juncture of the game, you know what you need? A nice possession. Need to just move this thing down the field a little bit. Quarterback Zayden Harper fields the blitz, sets up the screen, gets it to Shepard, 40, breaks the tackle, 45, hit from behind, drops the ball, picked up by a teammate, and they're right at the first down marker.
And that time the ball got stripped out, and standing right there was your center, Gabe Randolph. He picks it up, and right at the sticks, keeps his drive alive.
Okay. You know what you just told me right there? Oh, Gabe did a great job because on a screen, your center is 10 yards down the field. That's exactly where he's supposed to be, right?
Right on point.
It'll be first and 10. Ravens at the 48-yard line. Just short of midfield. Amari Shepard will go wide to the right side. He to come over here to the near side with Rapplinger. Motion into the middle. QB, quick, kind of a sidearm pass. Shepherd will take it, gets hit at the line of scrimmage, will advance to the 50. No, we get a breakaway to the right side, and all the way down inside the 40 to the 38.
There's a penalty right out there. What I think happened was when Shepherd got hit, he kind of tossed it out there maybe.
Was that like a lateral that happened?
Might have had an illegal forward pass.
Or maybe they're walking back. They don't seem to think that this is going to stand.
Okay, it's just a hold.
Okay.
Because Shepherd was the original guy who caught that pass.
Absolutely. All right, so this thing is going to go back. And the original line of scrimmage is your own 48-yard line, so it's going to go to the 38-yard line. Pretty easy math here, guys. First and 20, MHMA. We got to be down to around, 8.5 minutes to go in the ball game now? Something like that. Zayden Harper. How tough must it be for a freshman to play at quarterback? It's very, very first time out. Tells you he's an exceptional player. Here's a pass. Caught at the 50-yard line, and he's going to pick up a dozen and another marker along the line of scrimmage, right in the middle of the line. And the official is over here talking to Adams, who throws his arms in the air. And we're waiting to get that preliminary indication.
An eligible receiver downfield against Morehill Mount Academy.
Now, something like that, that's kind of a more basic play, but sometimes it's really hard to know if that pass has gotten away, how far downfield you can go or can't go, you know?
Yeah, so that's the problem is that really comes down to you put a lot of faith in your quarterback to get rid of that ball on a count, right?
Yeah, in a time out
at,
yeah.
It needs to be out at three.
So here we go on a first down, 25, as the Ravens find themselves going the wrong direction. The ball's on the ground, and the running back dives on it, and they go back yet another five.
Well, it's finally second down for Morehill Mount Academy.
Yeah, it's that. Second down and 30. I would say that's pretty close. 29 and a half, something like that. 150 feet if you're doing that. If it was a metric system, it'd be about, 27 meters? Pretty close. Second down for MHMA, and they're going to bring Chase Campbell to the left side. Rapplinger will be slot left. And now switching from one side to another, you're going to have quarterback Harper and Michael Garrett, who's in the backfield with him. The snap goes back, and he kind of like hits the quarterback, and he has to dive on it to cover it up. And so the Ravens will perhaps lose a couple of more yards, and it'll be third down and even further. Gus, in week one, have you put the quick kick in the offense? Is that an offensive play?
Yeah.
It's an offensive play.
Definitely. QK, let's do it.
I was going to say, if you've got it, might be a good opportunity to exercise that.
There are two acceptable plays on this. Or play calls.
Okay, the quick kick in the screen.
Or the draw.
So or the draw,
I'll let you have draw.
Draw screen. Slash screen.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Which equals nothing silly. Motion left, penalty marker coming down from deep in the back, and it's going to be a delay?
Yeah, so right now, that's going to be the one thing that Coach Fredrickson's going to want to clean up with his team. It's a freshman quarterback. Not a whole lot of experience in looking for this, but start looking downfield. Find that official. He's going to give you 10 seconds, and then he's going to start counting it from five. So, again, it's just one of those things that the first thing you need to do is look out and figure out where that official is and start paying attention.
Yeah, you know, this guy may never work with a live officiating down the field like this and see that. Oh, he's throwing one deep, and Omari nearly runs underneath it. There's a play. You see that play right there? It was not successful. Nicholas Cahill did a great job defending it. That play is going to go for a long touchdown sometime this year.
Yeah, you're going to connect.
That's going to work, yeah.
Right, but on that play, Nicholas Cahill used the speed, got down the field, and what he didn't do, kept his hands up and just kind of impeded the receiver by slowing down in front of him and causing an obstacle. But again, that's another one of those plays that you're going to see Morehill Mount Academy come back to.
Christopher Noel, Nicholas Cahill, the return man for the punt. And once more, guys, Jay Zina is probably going to have this thing across midfield. Return guys are standing just beyond the 50.
This entire second half has been played on the Morehill Mount Academy side of the field.
Another great snap, and this is another nice kick. It'll bound across the 50 and carry him out of bounds into the Ravens sideline, and they will mark it at the 49-yard line. So JCN just in their half of the field, and we're down to 5.5 minutes to go in the game.
I think an optimistic guess, but I don't mind it.
You feel more like 6.5?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's what's going to happen. The clock's going to go pretty quickly. Because I do not anticipate Coach Snyder airing it out or doing a lot of things that are going to result in the stop of the play clock or the run or the game clock. First down, just short of the 50. Little wraparound handoff and a straight ahead run and a gain of about 9.5. It'll bring up a second down and a short yard.
Jaron Dikumbe in on the stop along with Bryce Adams for Morehill Mount Academy.
Ball carrier for JCN, Knox Heston. Here's the thing with this JCN team, guys. This is an experienced team. They look up and down here, senior. I mean, there are some younger guys, but there are many, many upperclassmen who, frankly, are going to remember that state title game a couple of years ago. Here's a handoff into the right side, 40, 35, keeping his balance, but unable to proceed further downfield because of a very strong tackle. For the Ravens, and
it's going to be Stephen Wharton again. Wharton, a junior defensive back out there for Morehill Mount Academy. Sport number 8 tonight.
7:20? Yeah. Wow.
I thought you were optimistic.
I was. Okay. 7:20 and counting to go in the ball game. Second down call. Second down 10 for JCN. They've got a very large lead, 32-0. Here's one right off right guard, and Cahill's going to go straight ahead for about three more.
Time making the stop right there for MHMA. You're going to have, I got that as being, what, 73, Gabe Randolph, sophomore out there?
Yeah, Gabe's a big guy. JCN, even though they're putting a receiver, and that's Brody over there, fine young athlete, only a sophomore. They're not going to throw this ball to him here, even on a second down and 8, I don't suppose. Will's going to run his thing down. Fisher puts his arm in the air for the 10. And, yeah, here's your handoff. Merrick busts through. Look at him just run over a defender. Leans in, kind of turns sideways, gives him the shoulder, and says, I want a first down, and he got one.
Did his best Derrick Henry impression.
Oh, wow.
Here, right? Like, lowers the boom on
him. Why go around him when you can go through him? First and 10, Jefferson County North. Well, now we're probably getting pretty close to the middle part of the quarter, right?
Yeah.
We're closer than we were.
Look at Patrick right here dropping the shoulder and running over people.
Oh, really?
Not a big fan of that either.
No. This is not the kind of thing you want to see become a habit. First down 10, Jeff North. Once more, they just run it between the tackles. And what was happening here is Nicholas Cahill started into the left side. He thought there was nothing there. And he just runs down the line of scrimmage to the right, looking for a little bit of daylight so he can cut it up. And Amari Shepard closed the gap on him with that good speed and made a very nice tackle for the very short gain of a yard.
Yeah, Amari Shepard chased that ball all the way down from the backside, which at this point in the ballgame you can get away with, but earlier on in the ballgame, you go running downhill like that, somebody's going to hit you with, you know, an end around and run back and use that speed against you.
So here we go. And
GCN taking a long time looking over here.
We're going to take a timeout when the time is down. They're counting it, timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. We've got about 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. It is JCN 32. MHMA nothing.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Back with you here in Winchester. Happy Friday to you. Game one, week one of the Kansas high school football season. And we're happy to have you joining with us on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. High school football scoreboard show coming your way on 103.9 over on our... It's the big sister station, really. And
tomorrow afternoon, we're going to be in Des Moines and heads up a little earlier than normal. It's a noon kickoff.
Yeah. We're going to go to somewhere that I've not been. Drake University campus, where Grandview is going to be playing this game, as they have no football field of their own. 12 o'clock game, pregame on Kent Radio. I don't know, probably 11:20 or so. Joseph's working on the numbers for that right now. Second down at about 9. Chargers with a football. Running the same play for about the 15th time. And for the 15th time, it's good for very good yardage for Merrick Knoll. Merrick takes it inside the 15.
That time it was Deron Dikumbe in on the stop. You're also going to have getting in there Bruce Zimmer, a junior. Bruce, a big guy out there for Moore Hill Men Academy.
Do what now?
Bruce is a big guy out there.
They've got some
nice size out there.
You betcha. Wide to the left side, there is a little size mismatch out there. Straight ahead with the run once again, and this time the tackle made it to the 10-yard line, but not before another quick 5 yards are picked up by Nicholas Cahill. And once again, we got a Raven a little slow about getting to his feet. And officials are going to run out there and kind of take a look at him. Talk about that scoreboard show, guys. You've got Jake and Boz will be on around the games around the MSC Sports Network. We'll have recaps by the guys who have been on hand for them. There'll be scores called in from all around. They're going to kind of give you updates on things and stuff, how things are going to conferences. And it's week one. So who knows? They may have a couple of surprises up their sleeves. They've had 10 months to come up with something to do, and we'll see what they come up with. Crawling to his feet and coming off the field is MHMA player. So he looks like he's just fine.
Dodge traveled to Woodward, Oklahoma tonight.
Oh, my heavens, indeed.
And Dodge up 28-3 in that ball game. Aquinas leading Blue Valley West 7-0. Free State and Edgerton tied at 21.
So here we go, and I'll roll the clock once again.
This is becoming a real problem with Patrick dropping shoulders on people at the sidelines.
That's not good.
I'm a big fan of it. I mean, like, it's a nice 20-yard run, but you don't need to level the defender at the sideline.
All right, here comes JCN. Oh, yeah, that's bad news. Jefferson County North with the ball, second down, 7. They're just nose up to the Raven 10-yard line. Looking to see if they can put in their fourth touchdown of the game, or fifth, rather. Here's, again, the straight-ahead run. There's nothing fancy about it, and it is successful again with Merrick Knoll powering forward, picking up another 3. Third and 2.
Yeah, for JCN, so far here in the second half, they had an interception in the end zone on their very first possession, but have knocked in the last 2 possessions for touchdowns, looking to make it 3 in a row right here.
And the Chargers taking their time. This is just smart gamesmanship. So, Jefferson County North now will break the huddle and come out. Two wide to the left. The whole line is still standing upright. The count comes down. The handoff is straight ahead to Merrick. He'll power forward, get stood up right at the first down marker. And, you know, Gus, I think you're right. I think he's an inch and a half short.
Just like right there. It's going to be fourth and less than a football right now. But for JCN, they're okay with it. Fourth is short, and the clock continues to run.
Yeah, absolutely. And they feel like they can make it happen toward that end. Knox Heston, one of those big senior running backs, checks in.
Things are getting spirited in Brazil.
The NFL underway last night. And now we're going to get a JC a timeout. Coach Snyder, hey, he just didn't like the way that was shaken out. Let's do it. Joseph, the timeout. We're down to 4 minutes to go in the game. It is all Chargers, JCN 32, Morehill Mount Academy nothing.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Oh, I don't think there's any now. Well, it's the Jefferson County North Chargers utilize the timeout. They find themselves looking at a fourth down call, fourth down and I'm going to call it two, guys, from just inside the JCN 10-yard line, or just inside the Morehill Mount Academy 10-yard line. And for the Ravens, this is a huge opportunity, guys, to have maybe that play, that stand, that
something
to rally around.
Something to build on.
Yeah.
Right?
And here's a handoff to Merrick, puts his head down. He has stood up, and I don't think he got there. He is short. Oh, gosh, you think he got it?
Got about like a whole waist.
You think? Okay. Pitchers are going to run up. We've got no call yet. But the guys in stripes. And there it is. Ravens have held. It's a Morehill Mount Academy first down.
I thought he rolled right over the top of the defender and was like on him and never was really down. So they must have said that he was down just a little short. And did Butker? Sure did miss the extra point.
Are you kidding me? How about that? Okay, 75 seconds to go in the ball game tonight. And Morehill Mount Academy is going to bring his offense back out on the field. First and 10 at their own 5-yard line. All right, guys, how aggressive do you get offensively at all?
You've got 75 seconds. Sure.
Yeah. Why not, right?
Throw the ball a few times, see what happens right here.
I mean, my opinion has always been, what are you going to do, lose? I mean,
right.
You go out there and make something happen. You've already had a great defensive play. This is something that you're going to build on in practice and preparing for next week's game. Maybe you get a big offensive play to go with it, and you kind of
doesn't really
capitalize.
Look. There we go. They're going to motion a whole bunch of people.
Oh, my. That's interesting.
Amari Shepard is now your quarterback.
So they're going to go with a little bit of a wildcat. Amari up the near sideline to the 10 and runs out of bounds at the 15. You know what? That has a flash of something that might work at some point. Amari's fast.
I like it. I'm not sure if I would have put it on tape in this game. But, yes, I do think that that might be something that you can build on.
You got to try it. You got to run it at some point against somebody and see if that's, you know, if that's even going to be a thing. So the clock stops the dash is out of bounds along the near side, but picking up a first down, gain of a dozen for Amari Shepard. And now we'll have a timeout taken by the Ravens. Gus, let's hang on to it.
Yeah, they're just
we're down to a minute.
I was gonna say, they're just stopping the clock right there. It's going to be under a minute, I'm sure. Stopping the clock right there just to try to get a few more plays in before the end of this game. And, again, I like what you did on that last play, right?
Yeah.
Change some things around. You let Amari Shepherd be the quarterback on the play, kind of a wildcat formation. Let him run the ball forward. Again, you've got to find some things and a way to try to be explosive.
Okay, next Friday night, we can look ahead maybe just a little bit. You and I, we get to see more homecomings than any two people I've ever heard of. And we're going to start the homecoming season off next Friday night here on K-Radio. How about that? We're going to go up to the newly renovated, remodeled, and refurbished Amelia Earhart Stadium, as it'll be the Phoenix with homecoming 2025, and we're going to be there for that.
Excited to see the new field.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen photos. I've kind of seen it from the parking lot, but I've never really been out on it. Okay, they got Shepherd. They fake the reverse. Penalty markers down. Look at Amari run to the right side. Gets it up to the 25-yard line, but way back here on the edge. And marker came sailing in. Holding Ravens.
You got black pen?
I have. I don't like blue ink. So, yes, I do. Well, I used to. This is my favorite one. Don't lose that ink pen. That's very valuable. Here, they're going to mark that penalty off against the Ravens as we're here in the final moments of the ball game tonight. For Jefferson County North, a good win. All wins, you know, are certainly good wins, but it is a nice way to start off the season. They played a pretty clean game, not a lot of penalties, not a lot of mistakes. And they look to be the well-coached team that we knew they would be coming in here tonight. All right, here we go. You are back in the backfield, the Ravens are, with your freshman quarterback, who's going to go back to throw. Deep drop. They're going to set up a screen. It's intercepted for a Charger touchdown. How about that? The screen was short, and a lineman steps in front of it for JCN. Kyle Burnett, the sophomore.
That's one of those plays that Kyle's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have bragging rights in that offensive lineman room and say, hey, look at me go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kyle's going to be talking about this. You know what? And he can. He should. So, good job for him. And Kyle Burnett, in the last moments of the game, stretches the score now to 38. Okay? Coming in. Oh, my goodness sakes. As a offensive line, you'd think that someone should have stepped in front of that guy. Here we go. Two-point conversion. One receiver very wide either way for Jefferson County North. QB will keep it, tuck it, run it, score it, timeout. As it is now, timeout of the field, Jefferson County North 40, Ravens nothing.
I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
The hospitality is always absolutely fantastic. We appreciate all of the folks here at Jefferson County North do for us, and they're all going to leave this one here tonight, and the cheerleaders are going to be exhausted with the counting up to the number of points, which is now at 40 for JCN.
I'm not sure I can count 40.
And Chargers are going to make a couple of changes on that kick return unit. Here we go.
for the Ravens. The return guys are back at the 20-yard line. The boot is short, skips at the 30, picked up at the 25 by 12, who goes the wrong way and will lose about 3 or 4.
That time getting down the field for JCN, that's going to be Christopher Knoll making a stop on the play.
So the Ravens coming out. Last moments of the game. Another snap or two is probably going to wrap it up here. And Ravens are making some substitutions. Getting the lineup that they want out there. Right now, I guess the trick is to get 11 and get the right number on the line, right? Probably about key here. Peter Rapplinger going to be wide to the left side. And Ravens standing here, taking plenty of time. Again, the clock down, running until they snap it, so. Harper takes the snap, drops back, lobs one right side, picked off and dropped. Tipped, and Brody just couldn't get a grip on the thing. Kind of juggled it around the 40-yard line, and they got away.
He's talking to himself. And the problem was, I think he looked up, and he's like, man, I might be able to get a pick six.
It was going to be a little longer out in the 40-yard line. That one a minute ago by Kyle Burnett was like 10 yards away.
Now, Kyle's got a sense of humor. He goes out there and tells Brody, hey, I'll teach you how to catch that next time.
Talk to me next week. I'll give you some pointers on catching a football.
You know, he leads the team in interceptions right now.
Yes. Got that going for him, which is nice.
I'm telling you, that would be the biggest brag I would have all week if I'm a lineman.
You're talking to everybody. It's second down 10.
See?
QB's back. Lobs one downfield. And it's for Omari. And it's going to go incomplete near the 50-yard line. And Brody's down there on coverage on that one, too. And is that it? Game's over. Final score tonight here in Winchester. Jefferson County North 40. Markham Man Academy nothing. We'll be back to you. Wrap it up for you right after this.
You've been listening to High School Football on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring our Highland Community College drive summary. The post-game show starts right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Summer's better without the bite. At Urban Lawn Care, they offer professional lawn spraying that knocks out mosquitoes, chiggers, ticks, ants, and spiders, and all those uninvited pests. Safe for pets and kids. Tough on bugs. You can schedule a one-time treatment or keep your yard protected all season long with monthly or bi-monthly plans. Take back your lawn. Call Urban Lawn Care today for a free estimate and get on the schedule. Urban Lawn Care, local, dependable, and here to help you enjoy your yard again.
High school football season in the books, and here in Winchester, Kansas, the home crowd had a real treat tonight. Yes, their team never trailed, didn't have a lot of possession to the ball, but pretty much took advantage of everyone.
Yeah, only 7 possessions tonight, and really you could probably pare that down to only 6 because possession number 3 was a one play, took a knee right before the half. JCN made the most of their possessions tonight, able to score on... But they have scored on 2 of their last 3 possessions. And that last one, they ended up turning it over on downs. They were turning it over on downs right there at the end. When it's all said and done, though, JCN comes away with a nice victory tonight, able to score 40 points. Merrick Knoll, take care. See? Merrick Knoll with a 1-yard touchdown run. A 3-yard run by Knox Heston. Will Elias added a 7-yard run. It was a 29-yard run by Nicholas Cahill. And then Kyle Burnett with a pick six. All of our scoring tonight on the ground.
Big team win. You got 5 touchdowns. You got 5 different guys kicking a ball into the end zone if you're Coach Schneider. Next week, it'll be Jackson Heights in Atchison out of Guy Galley Field. They're going to be hosted by Marhill Matt Academy, and this JCN team is going to take a road trip as it'll be the Battle of the Chargers. It'll be JCN at Horton. Now, tomorrow, Gush, you and I are going to be headed up to, headed up I-35, making our way to Des Moines as the Benedictine Ravens are going to be facing yet another incredibly good opponent as it'll be the defending national champions and number one team of the nation, Grandview, hosting the Ravens. And you'll hear it live here on Care Radio. Pre-game at about, 11:40 or so. Joseph's doing that math right now. We'll talk to Coach Osborne, get your keys to the game, lots of insight into the contest, and the Raven kickoff at high noon from Des Moines. Join us for that, if you would, here on 93.7. In the meantime, I want to thank you for having joined us. Again, the final score tonight in Winchester, Jefferson County North 40, Marhill Mount Academy nothing. Till tomorrow. For Joseph and Gus, Tom Couch, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7. Stay up to date with your favorite local sports program by following them on our website at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.